eavesdropping on a conversation between Idaho Farm Bureau Federation President Brian Searle and Idaho Farm Bureau reporter Jake Putnam. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Brian Searle was recently elected as the president of the Idaho Farm Bureau Federation after beating Frank Priestley, who served as the organization's president for 18 years. But Brian, who was elected to a 2-year term on the American Farm Bureau Federation Board of Directors and who represents the Western region, is also a potato farmer in Shelley, Idaho. He sat down with Idaho Farm Bureau reporter Jake Putnam.
If you could have a dream price, what would it be?
$8.50.
Now that's a little greedy. But what would be a realistic price that you would like to shoot for?
You know, I think that break even is close to $7. And depending on one's yield, we end up with weather problems. Like we had a field last year get held on. And so our yield was cut by 40-50%. And so you get an $8.50, it helps make up for some of that. So I don't really think that's a greed. I think that's profitable, keeps somebody in business. You know, anytime we make money, farmers spend it. They upgrade their equipment, and when that happens, the equipment dealers and local, you know, you buy the new Chevy pickup or whatever pickup it is, it benefits everybody. So, you know, I'd probably settle for $8, but I'd rather have $8.50.
That's not greedy. That's being a businessman. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.